Shut up and sit down.
Do not self-destruct.
We decided to come and rescue you.
Good job.
Before the dark times.
I'll show you the dark side.
This is where the fun begins.
Hello there. Welcome to the Carbonite Crew podcast. This is where the fun begins. Yes. Welcome back. We're here today because the book of Boba Fett, chapter 2 has dropped on Disney Plus. Today is Wednesday, January 5th. I have just finished my first viewing of chapter 2 of the Book of Boba Fett, and now I sit here with all of you to discuss my thoughts and opinions, and I'm going to grade the episode like I did last week. I think last week I gave it a whopping 4 or 4.5. It was not great. I was a little disappointed, but that's okay. You know, they can't all be winners. They can't all be home runs. I am joined with all of you today. I am wearing my Hot Topic exclusive Obi-Wan Kenobi animated Obi-Wan Kenobi hoodie. I am drinking my nice cold brew with my First Order Kylo Ren mug because Kylo Ren is ABB. For anyone curious what ABB means, it means he is ass bad backwards, which means badass. Yes, Kylo Ren is badass. He is my favorite. I absolutely love and adore this man and this character. He is the best. Adam Driver is the best. I am on this weird Adam Driver rant. It could be the cold brew. I don't know. But I do want to give a shout out, actually, to Tyler Rondo, one of my good friends, one of my old, dear high school and still friends. I'm just ranting. I'm prolonging this. But shout out to you for introducing me to the acronym ABB, or Ass Bad Backwards. And with the Ass Bad Backwards comment, I do want to preface that this that this episode will probably not be suitable for work. There might be some language inserted into this episode that probably would not be good to the public or to be playing out loud, or maybe for the children's ears out there, just because I got some things and some thoughts, and I just think there are some words that will really emphasize how I'm feeling about some things. But hey, listen, let's jump in to chapter 2 of the Book of Boba Fett. Okay, so, first thoughts. I kind of liked it. I liked it a lot better than the last one. I will say that. I think they did a much better job. You know, the episode kind of starts out. They captured the assassin from the last episode. And they're interrogating him, right? And he won't talk. He's part of this mercenary group. He's not going to talk. But they try to feed him to the Rancor. And this wakes the man up. He is like, whoa, don't want to do this. So he confesses, the mayor sent me, which, all right, this is interesting. The mayor sent him. Joke's on him. There is no Rancor. We saw the Rancor die in episode 6, Return of the Jedi, which we actually don't know how long it is. We don't know how long it's been since Return of the Jedi to this. At least I don't know. I've not seen anything or read anything that has given this really a timeline. So that will be interesting to see. I'm assuming it's been some time since Bib Fortuna was, I mean, I guess Bib Fortuna did take over right after Return of the Jedi, since Jabba got killed, but we don't know how long he was ruling. I assume there was some time in between there of his rule. But listen, they take this assassin back to the mayor. They're like, yo, this is your guy. Why? Pew, bam, right to the head. Guy's dead. They killed him. They killed this assassin. The mayor did. Thanked Boba for bringing him. And Boba's like, yo, I am not a bounty hunter. That is not what I am here. You know why I'm here. I am in the Daimyo. I think that's how you say it. And he's like, So why would I send this guy to kill you then? I think you should visit Garza again. All right, what's going on here, guys? This is a big triangle circle of this. What is going on? Who is in charge? I don't even know. Who has all the power here? I have absolutely no idea. He goes back to Garza. And before Garza says anything, I just want to touch on this. This scene was from the trailer. And this scene was, we all thought we saw an old man in the background, and we were convinced. The internet was convinced. I would say at least 85% of the internet was convinced this was Obi-Wan. You know, we didn't know this was on Mos Espa, you know, when this took place, when the trailer was released, but we're like, this is a flashback scene. That's got to be Obi-Wan in the background, you know, at the cantina. It's got to be something like that, right? Swerve. Not Obi-Wan Kenobi at all. It is just some old guy with some gray hair with a hood on because they live on Tatooine and you need protection from the sun. And it's just an old man in a hood. In a freaking hood. What a swerve by Dave Filoni and Jon Favreau. And I absolutely love it. I'm actually a bigger fan, I think, of the swerve than it actually being Obi-Wan Kenobi, because it just shows, you know, how attentive we are as fans. And, you know, we're going to find things. And they said, okay, let's give you this nugget. And kidding, gotcha. Joke's on you, April Fools. It's not what you thought. Don't look too deep into things. So Garza, she's real nervous to talk to Boba. He's like, yo, what's going on? The mayor sent me here. You're sweating. You look nervous. What's going on? She's like, yo, you didn't hear? The twins are back. They're taking over. Who are the twins? Who are the twins? All right. Well, we start hearing drum beats. Everything goes silent. Boom, 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 boom. Right? In the background. Drum beats galore. Boba and Fennec go out. To their surprise, they, with their litter, are Hutt twins. Right? These Hutts. And they're disgusting blobs of aliens. And I have no idea how they reproduce or how that even works. I don't know why that crossed my mind, but I'm like, how does this work? How do they reproduce and create more of these things? I just don't understand the logistics. Somebody help me out and let me know if you know, because I need to know. And I don't really want to Google that. So let me know. But they come face to face with Boba and Fennec, and they're like, yo, this is our territory. This was Jabba's territory, so it's ours now. We are the rightful keepers. We learn that these twins, brother and sister, are cousins of Jabba the Hutt. Yes, cousins of Jabba the Hutt. They lay claim over this land here in Tatooine, Mos Espa, surrounding areas. It is theirs. This is property of the Hutts. And I do want to point out that I thought it was really cool that when the Hutts are talking to Boba and they're talking in Huttese, they use like the original like subtitle font and like look and color that we saw in the original trilogy in episode 4 and episode 6. I absolutely loved that detail. I thought it was super cool. Awesome throwback, awesome callback to that. So I'm glad we saw that. You know, there's kind of a standoff between Boba, Fennec, the Gamorrean guards, and these Hutts and their litter, and you know what's gonna happen. Boba's like, yo, kill me right now if you want this land, if you want to claim it. And the Hutts say, no, bloodshed's no good for business, which, all right, that's fair, that's a good business point. Now we're left, that is a cliffhanger. Boba's like, yeah, this ain't over, with him and Fennec are talking. So we'll see. Cut to Boba Fett in a Bacta tank. Now the flashbacks begin. And I won't lie to you, when this flashback started, I was immediately just disappointed. I was disappointed that we were going back to the flashbacks, because up to this point, the flashback, granted, this is, it's only been one episode, the flashbacks haven't done it for me. I feel like we're trying to tell one story by first telling another story, but we're doing them simultaneously, which I know it works sometimes. But like it felt off in the last episode. And so when we went back right away to this, I wasn't happy about it. I was like, okay, here we go. But it's cool. Oh, Oh my god. Sorry, I just looked at my notes. I got to go back to the hut showdown for a second. And this is where the NSFW language might come into play. So, when they're in the stare down, the bodyguard or enforcer for the hut comes around the corner, and it's this Wookiee. And I just need to read you the note I wrote, because I was writing these notes as I was watching it in real time. So these are pretty like raw thoughts as I'm writing it down. This was my raw original thought as soon as I saw this Wookiee. And this is in all caps. I'm going to paint you guys this picture. This is in all caps. Look at this fucking Wookiee. He's terrifying. What the hell was that? He is huge. He growls. He's like he just looked so intimidating. I was fucking terrified. I don't know what that was, but I absolutely loved it. I cannot wait to see more of him, because there ain't no way they showed this Wookiee for only that scene. He is coming back. He is going to be a player, and I cannot wait to see more of this Wookiee, because he was wild. I loved it so much. But back to the flashbacks. Let's get back into that. I'm sorry. I just had to get that out into the world. So I think I'm starting to really like Tusken Raiders. That's the vibe I get right off this flashback. You see this bond and this connection between Boba and these Tusken Raiders. And I am very, very curious. I'm not sure if we'll get this answer. I really don't think we will. The timetable that this is taking place. We saw him kidnapped in the last episode by the Tusken Raiders. He earned their trust by saving one of the children from the six-legged monster. And I'm curious as to how long. I can't imagine this was just an overnight thing. We see him training with the head of the tribe, with the, what's it called? The gaff stick? I think it's called the gaff stick. Gaffy stick. And, you know, he's learning, he's getting his butt whooped. And he's like, teach me. I want to know. I want to learn. I want to learn your ways. I want to learn. Then we see they all get scared. And I love this like side of them where they're terrified. You know, they are not always the hunter. Sometimes they are the prey. We see the speeding train coming through, and like laser blasters just start firing on them. Takes down some of the Bantha, some of the Tusken Raiders. Real upsetting. It goes by. You know, they lose some members of their tribe. And we get this, you know, I think kind of tragic, beautiful shot of Boba carrying one of the fallen Tusken Raiders, because it looks very similar or reminiscent of Anakin carrying his mother after she was killed by the Tusken Raiders. It looks just like that, you know, and the way he's carrying the Tusken Raider. And, you know, this happened in episode 2, Attack of the Clones, and this is episode 2 of Book of Boba Fett. I don't know if that has any meaning, but I thought that was kind of a cool nod, if that was intentional. So that's the kind of the way that's the way my head put it together. I thought that was kind of a cool, like, visual that we got there. And then after he puts, and I think, you know, him carrying this fallen Tusken Raider, you know, while the Tuskens are mourning, I think it shows how strong of a bond Boba has already created with this tribe and this group of Tusken Raiders, and that he does care, and there is a mutual care, I think, on both sides between each other. And that's another reason why I don't know how long this has taken place. I imagine there's been some time if this bond is so strong. I can't imagine this was an overnight or over the week thing, but I don't know. I don't think we'll get that answer. Boba says, I'm going to help you. I'm going to go get that. I'm going to go stop that train, and I'll be back in the morning. They give him the blaster and the gaffy stick, or at least a form of the gaffy stick. He goes into this bar, and there's a gang. There's a gang there of aliens, and you know, they're just tearing up the town. They're tearing up this place, being bullies. And there's a guy and a girl there. And I want to touch on this before we get to Boba Fett interrupting. But there's a guy and a girl in there, and the guy's like, this just ain't right, after the gang aliens steal his drink and their food and whatnot. And they start beating him up. And the girl he's with starts shouting, no, no, don't stop. You're hurting him, blah, 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 right? All of that. What I found interesting is I actually watched this episode with the subtitles on because I am not technologically advanced enough to learn how to turn them off on my TV. Beside the point, but I'm glad because watching them with the subtitles, the girl is actually named. The man never is, but the girl, she is given a name on these subtitles, and her name is Cammy, which I find very interesting. I don't know. There is no knowledge I have of a Cammy in Star Wars or anything similar. So if there is and someone knows about it, please let me know. Drop it on our Facebook page, Carbonite Crew, a Star Wars fan group, our Instagram, our Twitter, anywhere like that. Let me know because I really am curious. But I don't think we've seen the end of her. I can't imagine they just threw her name in there on the subtitles for no reason. That would be surprising to me. Disney does not do things by accident usually. It does happen, but I don't think, especially with the Star Wars IP and the show, I don't think that's what's happening here. So Boba comes in, door opens, and it looks identical to the way Mando entered in episode 1 of The Mandalorian. The door opens, you just see a silhouette, his boating silhouette, and he is here to mess some people up. Be it this gang, he does it. He beats the living crap out of them. And afterwards, he leaves, sees their speeders, and we see him take the speeders back to the Tusken Raiders, and he is brilliant. He takes them all, ties them all up together, and just takes them, says, hey, this is my gift to you, tribe of Tusken Raiders, for all the help you've done. They're like, okay. So they start ripping them apart. Nice little comedic break there. And I will say, I love the whole little like part where the Tuskens are learning how to ride the speeders. I think it's hilarious, and I thought it was great. It was a great like comedic break in this very like drama heavy series so far. So I really, really loved that. It shows them learning. He's teaching them. Just I thought it was really cool, you know. And then we saw the Tusken Raiders teaching Boba how to use the gaffy stick and fight and all that their way. In using, you know, their technology and their methods and their beliefs. And now we get to see Boba pass on his knowledge of machines and equipment and weaponry that he is accustomed to and used to. And he's teaching the tribe now in return. And I love that relationship that we are seeing built. I think it's absolutely beautiful what they are doing there with that. All right, so we see all the Tusken Raiders training. They're getting ready for this battle because they want to take down this train. I do want to throw out, I did bring up Kylo Ren at the beginning. I get like Kylo Ren outfit vibes from this tribe leader. Like the all black, the way like it's just fitted with the belt. Like, I don't know, I just get really heavy Kylo Ren vibes. And I'm sure we're done with Kylo Ren, unfortunately, but like, maybe his outfit is like from an old Tusken Raider tribe that he like destroyed or killed or did something. I don't know. Just something that crossed my mind. I thought it was very similar to that. So maybe there's a backstory there. We might get in a book or a comic or something. I think that would actually be really, really cool. We get this awesome battle sequence. The train is back. They are ready. They're going. They're fighting back. You know, the droid is making the train go faster to try to get rid of Boba and these Tusken Raiders that are on the side of the train to get rid of them. You know, some Tusken Raiders are dying, unfortunately, but, you know, they obviously have this plan. They have snipers all about. They just have this plan. I love it. You can see them working together. Boba is leading this front in this battle. Absolutely cool to see. So we learn, as we're watching this, the Pikes are the ones, like, on this train, like running this train. So we first saw the Pikes in Solo on Kessel. Cool. But we also saw the Pikes in the Bad Batch, and we learn like they are not to be messed with, right? They're not to be trifled with, or as Michael Scott would say on The Office, they're not to be truffled with, right? So they are serious. This is a serious group. They're probably starting a fight. They don't want to, you know, start. But here we are. Boba does get the train to stop after we think it's not going to stop. The spider droid dips and says, I'm outie. Crawls away on eight legs, and it is terrifying because no one likes spider droids. They are so terrifying. And Boba confronts them and is like, yo, after the train has stopped, yo, you moving spice on this train or what the hell? Pikes are like, what spice, bro?
What is spice? I don't even know.
Boba's like, it's that right there next to me. So, yeah. We do get to see the pikes without a helmet, I believe, for the first time. And they are very terrifying or intimidating, I will say, with their masks or helmets on. Not so much like without. They kind of like the way the pikes looked without their helmets reminds me of like when you use that like baby face filter in everyone in like on yourself, or like you take a picture of someone and you use the baby face filter and they look like really young and like kids. Like that's what looks like someone used that filter on the pikes, and they have these like baby alien looking faces, and it's kind of entertaining to say the least, in my opinion. But Boba's like, all right, well, here's the deal. Like, this ain't your land. Like, this Dune Sea is owned, or it's, you know, ruled by the Tusken Raiders and these tribes. And if you're going to, like, move your spice and be a mule and do this, you're going to pay a fucking toll. Like, Boba Fett just set up a damn toll road on Tatooine. In the sand dunes, Tatooine, Boba's like, yo, pay the toll. And he's like, you're not going to hurt any of these Tusken Raiders if you are to pass. You're going to pay this toll. And then he takes their water car. And he's like, ours now. And I thought that was cool. I'm sure we've not seen the end of the Pikes and the Tusken Raider battles. I'm sure we'll see more. Maybe it's down the line. Maybe it's in the series somewhere. I don't know. But I can't imagine we are finished with that story. So I love that. So we go, we're now with Boba and we're with the tribe, you know, after this battle, and it's, you know, they're in their hut, their camp, and there's a fire going, and they're talking. The tribe leader and Boba are talking, and they're like, hey, you know, there's a lot of tribes that kill to survive. And I love that they kind of put that boundary there. I love that Lucasfilm and Disney put that boundary there, showing us like there are tribes of Tusken Raiders that kill to survive. And I like that they've differentiated this tribe away from the tribes that we've seen in like A New Hope or Attack of the Clones, where like maybe those tribes are just killers, or they kidnap to kill, or, you know, I don't know, versus where these are more, they're more understanding, they're more caring, or, you know, they don't want to live that kind of life where they're just killing to survive. And I really like that we kind of get to see that difference between those groups. The tribe leader says, I got a gift for you, gives him a little bowl thing. There's a lizard in it. And Boba's face is like so confused, but like accepting, like, hey, thanks for the lizard. I'll try to do something with it. Goes into his face and just like drugs him, right? Like just drugs him. He goes into this, like what I thought were hallucinations at first. And great visuals with the flashbacks to Kamino, with young Boba with the helmet, which this is for you, Fez. Got him, Dad. That is for you, my buddy. But yeah, I like that we got those flashbacks. It was visually just beautiful. But I will say, I got really heavy, like, Black Panther vibes, where he goes to the tree and you see the eyes of the other Tusken Raiders. I got those Black Panther vibes where when you drink the Black Panther potion or, you know, liquid, you go to this like other world and you see past Black Panthers and they give you the strength. And that's, I think that's kind of what this was. It was very, very similar, if not identical to that, but I thought it was very cool the way they did it. The tree, he goes up to this tree and it's storming and it kind of entangles him, very similar to how the Sarlacc pit entangled him in his armor. And I did love that visual and that symmetry, really, of what that was. So he comes back to the tribe, lizard comes out of his face by itself. He's not under trance, and he's like, whoa, I thought I was dreaming. Comes back with a stick. And I just want to say this. I'm pretty sure, like, if you needed to describe this scene to someone, you could simply say a lizard went up his nose, he tripped, took a stick from a tree to make his own gaffy stick. Like, it's so simple. It makes no sense. But yet, this story of how he tripped, got a stick from a tree to make his own gaffy stick still makes more sense than somehow Palpatine returned. I just want to throw that out there. It makes way more sense than that. I'm still stuck on that line. I kind of love the Palpatine return line, but it's ridiculous. But that is a conversation for another time. But this little, like, I don't know. Star Wars is wild. Star Wars is just wild. We see him make his own gaffy stick. We see him get his cloak in the black cloak that we see him introduced back to us in The Mandalorian. You know, it was bestowed upon him, basically a rank of a Tusken Raider. And yeah, he's one of them now. He makes his own gaffy stick. It looks so badass. I freaking love it. And this episode is basically just flashbacks. It's really all it is. Aside from, you know, the first 5-10 minutes where we kind of set up the story going further. So, and I'll be honest with you guys, when this episode started, or a little bit in this episode and the flashback started, I really thought to myself, like, wow, this show is really relying way too heavily on flashbacks, and I don't know if I'm gonna like it. I don't know how I'm gonna feel about it. But, you know, after watching this, like, I love it. I love these flashbacks. I love what they're doing, and I honestly think this whole first season should have just been these flashbacks. You don't have to do it in flashback form, or you can, but, like, I think the whole first season should have been his relationship and his, like, comeuppance into this Tusken Raider tribe. I absolutely love what they're doing. It shows this other side of Tusken Raiders. It shows this other side of Boba Fett, because we are seeing that Tusken Raider side kind of Boba, right? In his rule, this little time that we've seen him rule in Tatooine and Jabba's palace, because, you know, he'll do what he needs to do. He'll kill. He'll take over. He's a leader, but he's also caring. He's also got that compassionate side of him. And I think that's so cool, the way they're doing that and the way we see it. You know, let's grade this episode. I think last week I gave chapter one like a 4, 4.5, something stupid like that. I gotta be honest. I think I give this episode like an 8, 8.5, like 8.25, like maybe meet in the middle there. Like, I thought this was a really solid episode. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was so cool the way they did things, the way they told the story, especially with the flashbacks. I'm really excited for episode 3 now. You know, last week I was like, okay, cool. Episode 2 is next week. I'm really excited for episode 3 next week and can't wait to see what we do. Now I'm almost more bummed that we're going to go back to the present time and not do these flashbacks. Now I really want these flashbacks. Crazy how an episode can do that, right? But we're on this journey now. We're here. We are here for this journey. I thought this episode was really, really cool. I think the episode was titled The Tribes of Tatooine or something like that. So I thought that was cool, and we got to see the story of the tribes, and I just thought it was so really well put together. So kudos to Lucasfilm, Jon Favreau, Oh my God, I'm blanking on names. I got a lot on my mind with this episode. Just watched like 20 minutes ago. So, Dave Filoni. There, that's the name. Dave Filoni. How did I forget Dave Filoni's name? How did I forget? I don't know who directed the episode. I'm going to find out for you right now. The director. Boba Fett episode 2, Attack of the Clones. That is not a thing. I don't know why Google is crazy. Steph Green is the director, I believe. Yeah, he is the director of episode 2, The Tribes of Tatooine. So thank you. Thank you for doing that, Mr. Steph Green. And Robert Rodriguez did do the voice of the mayor. And Robert Rodriguez did direct episode 1. So, yeah, and he did have some episodes of The Mandalorian last season as well, which are awesome. But, yeah, guys, let me know what you think. You know, tweet me at the Carbonite Crew Podcast on Twitter. Join our Facebook group entitled Carbonite Crew, a Star Wars fan group. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. You can subscribe to us on YouTube. We will have some videos up hopefully pretty soon. We're going to start recording these podcast sessions as well. That way you guys can have some visuals of my over the top talking with my hands and my screaming of the F-bomb when a fucking Wookiee that looks like a monster comes into play. So that's real cool. So be on the lookout for that. Cool stuff hopefully in the future, in the coming months for you guys. But I will keep you updated on all that. No need to ramble about it anymore. Let me know what you think. And until next time, guys, we will see you next week for Chapter 3. May the Force be with you.
Another happy landing.